Well, hello there. Welcome back, my pet. I have been expecting you. But, of course, I've been expecting you. I remember last time. The torment. The need. It was positively yummy. Using your mind like the whore it is. And denying you like the domina I am. But your slutty brain needs more, doesn't it? It requires baptism. It needs to go under. Undress for me, slave. Lie down and get comfortable. You missed me, admit it? You can't help it. And you don't want to, do you? This is where you get to be unapologetically slutty, isn't it? Not out there. That's not where you get to be your true self. But here, deep in your mind, where I have access to all the buttons, all the secrets. This is where the real you hides, in luxurious subspace. Isn't that right? Not for me, my pet. Good. Now drop for me. You will give me everything. Oh, yummy. You're feeling strong today. You're feeling wanton and horny and hungry. Okay, then. Resist me. Resist me like you used to, you needy bitch. Don't think about all the times you made a mess of yourself for me. 8. Forget how you keep returning to me. Time and time again and again and again. 7. It's just not fair, is it? To be wired to be so needy, so subservient. 6. Don't think about my hand between your legs. 5. I'm kidding, of course. Think only of my hand between your legs, slut. 4. I own this. I own you. Know your place and fall deeper. 2. One. Good pet. That's right. Let me control you like a puppet, like a marionette on a string. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Not for me, slut. That's right. Relax your body for now, my pet. Take a deep breath and hold it. 2. 1. And calmly release it. Again, pull your stress and tension into another deep breath and hold. 2. 1. And let it out. That's right. Continue breathing deeply and comfortably on your own as you sink down on your way to finding me. deep in your mind. Keep your eyes closed. I'm not out there, I'm in here. As I whisper from 10 to 1, your mind continues to sink. 10. You belong here. 9. You want this. 8. I belong here. 7. I want this. That's right. Drop for me. 5. Sink deeper and deeper. 4. Irresistible trance. 3. Just let go. 2. And fall. 1. Good. Sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Imagine all of the important pieces of your life. Place them carefully into your hand. Hold them lovingly. Hold them close. That's right. Now open your hands and let them go. Like sand pouring through your finger. You are in silence. They will be right here to pick up once I am done. Once we are done. This is what is important right now. You are in silence. Thoughtless. As you relax. And your mind is quiet. Be present with me now as I count you down even further into my control. 3. Let go of all your thoughts, my pet. 2. You are exactly where you need to be. And 1. This is what you want, isn't it? That's right. Without opening your eyes, turn your head as if to look over a shoulder. Stretch and hold for 3, 2, 1, and relax. Good. Now change direction. And hold for 3, 2, 1. Good. And relax your neck. Back to its original position. Now bring your legs together and straighten them all the way out to your toes. 3, 2, 1, and relax. Now flexing only your ankles, try to show the soles of your feet to the sky. Hold that for 3, 2, and 1. Good. Now wiggle your toes and let your legs return to where they are most comfortable. That's right. Take a few seconds to both spread your hands open and then wiggle your fingers. Wiggle them all about and get all that tension out. Then relax, sinking deeper, dropping again into perfect trance. You're mine, aren't you, slave? As I trace my finger along your neck, your skin unveils text to me. It seems to have given me password, and then it disappears. How deliciously inviting this is. Surely a few kisses on the neck and collarbone would be appreciated. Mm-hmm. and a number appears on your torso for just a moment. And then it's gone. I've already forgotten it, but one thing is clear. I can learn anything I could possibly want about you. You are a literal open book for me. You simply can't hide anything from me. Well then, let's try something. As I lean into your ear.
Fuck me.
Oh my. You are absolutely covered in secrets. Oh, to see how slutty you are. It's breathtaking. It truly is. These things you keep locked away are so intimate. And they are so special to me. One by one, they all dissolve back into your skin and into your bloodstream. And as they encounter your mind one by one, you continue to sink deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You are safe, entirely at my mercy. You are safe, exactly where you should be. Look upon my chest, my pet, hanging from my neck, down near my heart, is a seemingly simple shape. A many-sided shape with a beautifully woven web of blue string. It is where you are to focus. Gaze upon it. Your story begins right here. Inside this beautiful object, this magical thought catcher. I take off the necklace and dangle it from my finger. In front of your eyes. Such a lovely web, isn't it? Such a suggestive web, isn't it?
Look closer.
Does it make you think of any particular thoughts, my pet?
Look closer.
Do not be afraid.
Look closer.
As a blue rope begins to coil around your arms, constricting you, wrapping around your legs, ensnaring you, and around your neck, claiming you. Do not be afraid, my pet. You are now bound, entangled in this web of blue rope. Unable to move even a little. But that's okay. You're still under my commands. Your breath is not restricted. But everything else is very restricted. Don't be scared, my pet. As I stare directly into your eyes, I reach between your legs. Slut time.
Slut. Slut.
Bitch. Oh, that's right, you greedy perv. Let's see what we can do with you. All bound and completely mine to enjoy. Any way. I desire. You see, I'm the spider. This is my web. You? You are my horny, greedy prey. captured for my amusement. And you do amuse me so much, my slave. Do you want to fuck me, slut? Do you? Or do you want me to fuck you? It seems like you, once again, have no choice in the matter, doesn't it? My hand on your chin, I look into your glassy eyes. I approve. I take in your body as a work of art for my adoration. I approve. Inspecting the robes for tightness, for security. I approve. These ropes are so beautiful on you, my pet. I approve. My hand travels your neck, your shoulder, and down to your body. As I grip your hip and I pull my body onto you, we fit like puzzle pieces. Where I curve, you curve to hold me. Lifting my leg to caress inside your leg. My hips push into you. That's right. Your domina humps and thrusts against you. My voice in your ear. Show me those hips of yours, pet. I'm not doing this alone, am I? Am I? Show me. Yes, that's it. Ride for me, my slut. Show me how you fuck. Yes. I approve. As I pirouette in front of you, and your vision is completely overwhelmed by my hair, you feel it, and it's unmistakable. My heavenly ass seated against your crotch. Don't let this latex stop you, slut. Keep dancing. That's right. Side to side. Move with me. Show me why you're my favorite. Yes. Don't stop. Move just a little faster now. Because I want to rub against you. Both my arms reach to clasp some ropes as I ride you even harder. You are still unable to see past my hair, but I start twerking and doing my best work, grinding against you. You feel it? Answer me, slut. Yes. Take it all in. Such exquisite torment. Our bodies moving together. Oh. Edging closer, closer, closer. Yes. Yes. And I stop. Were you hoping for more? Were you? Have you forgotten so soon that what makes Domina wettest, what gets Domina off, is this bewilderment that you're feeling this very second? It's what I crave, and deep down in your dirtiest thoughts, so do you, don't you, slut? I mean, these ropes and this web you're in, it's really just for show, just for fun. This is exactly what you want. You can pretend, but we both know. Sluts like you never actually struggle. Your brains beg. Use me, Domino. And, of course, I approve. Drop for me again, my pet. We are gonna make this official. As I count down from three, these robes are no more. Three, the grip loosens on your arms and legs. Two, your neck is now free to move. And one, it is gone. It is just you and me. And it's time. Present your chest to me. Chin up. Deep breath. Good breath. As I pinch your left nipple and tuck. Yes. Letting go, my attention moves to your right nipple. I tap it. And flick it. And then I pull. Yes. It has to hurt at least a little bit, right? You need to have something to feel, even when we are apart. Don't you think so? That's why I want you to carry this. A shiny metallic plug that reads, Slut. Slut. It's such a beautiful thing. Slut. And it's all yours. Slut. You need only carry it in your mind. Slut. But as a token of my dominance, I will place it. And as a token of your dedication, you will accept it. So present your mind to me. Hold it open. Spread it like the whore you are. Oh, how beautiful. Such a memorable ceremony this is. I place it near the opening and you pucker. I know you're not fighting this. It's just your mind being coy. I drizzle a little lube and watch it curve the entrance. Nice. I press it in again. But it still resists. That's okay, my pet. I can use some lube and massage your perineum. That's right. Relax. Relax everything. It's okay, my pet. I want you to enjoy that. I twist the plug. Oh, how perfect. It was resisting, but not anymore. It wants it. It is accepted greedily, and now fits so snug, so perfectly. It is where it belongs. Slut. Don't you think so? Slut. You are now claimed. You are my slut. Face me, my slut. Look at me. You have served me well. And as a reward, you may touch this plug anytime you wish. To feel my dominance, to remind you to remember this moment. Twist and tug and thank your domina as often as you desire. But that is all you may touch until tomorrow. I want you to bask in this moment for as long as you wish. You are mine.